This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, belly fat. We can see it's not a good thing for us, but belly fat can have more serious consequences than you know. I talked about this with Dr. Donna Casey, an internist with Texas Health Dallas. Are belly fat and what some people call love handles the same thing?
Not exactly. Belly fat is more abdominal, frontal obesity, where we get accumulation of fat in our front abdomen. Genetically, there are two types of people. Some people can gain weight and they're like a stick figure with a fat wrapped around them, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. And then other people have fat mixed in with their organs, which is bad.
Okay.
You want to be the first type.
All right.
If your fat is mixed in with your organs, it mixes in with your heart, your liver. And those people tend to accumulate more abdominal fat as opposed to on their extremities, their arms and legs. And that's bad because that abdominal fat then starts secreting hormones, which then gives you a higher risk of something called metabolic syndrome, which causes diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and then increases your overall risk of heart attack.
So this is serious, even dangerous, maybe.
Extremely dangerous. And one thing I didn't mention is the risk of dementia. We now know there's an increase, we're not sure why, risk of dementia with abdominal fat.
How do we accumulate this fat? Is this just a result of overeating or not exercising or what?
Yes. Putting more calories in than you burn off.
Do you have to be overweight to have this kind of fat?
No. You can be a normal weight but have fat distribution in your abdomen, and that increases your risk of things like heart disease by double, increases your risk of early premature death by 2 times, increases your risk of colorectal cancer by 2, breast cancer by 2 to 3 times.
But if you're not overweight, then how do you end up with this kind of fat?
Genetics. And what you're eating, lack of exercise, lack of activity, it's a first world country problem. As opposed to living, you know, somewhere like India or Africa, although India is catching up with us. It's so easy now to have a fast-paced life, work too hard, drive through, you know, and get a $1 hamburger or French fries.
So it's very easy to overlook the diet and not pay attention and lead the kind of lifestyle that we should.
Yes, and sugar is also a big offender, right? Because it's easy to have a 32-ounce Coke or Sprite, or sweet tea is a big problem in the South.
So now I was curious, if you don't have to be overweight to have this kind of fat,
yes.
How do you know then when you have it?
You can take a simple tape measure and measure your waist, the smallest part of your waist where a belt would be, not at your hips, but at your waist. Over 35 inches for women is the big risk factor, and 40 for men. A different factor, as opposed to measuring your waist, is your body mass index.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a simple calculation. It seems complex because it's kilograms over your height in meters.
I know, I always have trouble with it. But.
But you can Google it and put your numbers in and find that. But you do not want to have a BMI over 25 if you're a man or a woman.
So now, how do we get rid of it?
People say just diet and exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell people to go on a diet, they start telling me, oh, I only have 1,200 calories a day. I have a great diet. And I say, write everything down and bring it to me in a week. Write down everything you put in your body.
Okay.
And people are shocked at what they're putting in their body because they don't really pay attention. It's so easy to have a cookie here or have a French fry with your kids or a chicken finger or, you know, you go to a party and you have a few glasses of wine and you think you only had one, but you really had, if you add up the ounces, you really had 3 glasses of wine.
I see.
In a big cup, right? So the first thing is awareness, writing it down, and then increasing your activity. And you do not have to go to a gym. You can walk for 20 minutes fast in your neighborhood or at the mall. Rapid walking, not running. It will also tell your body to secrete growth hormone and dopamine, and that also helps increases your metabolism. And one other thing that people don't do, and it sounds like it's expensive on time and money, but having a visit with your physician and making sure your thyroid is normal, you know, just making sure that you are in a good enough shape to be exercising and that your metabolism is normal.
Dr. Casey, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.